How you doing?
Doing well.
Start off with, what have you seen from the Patriots on film this week?
I've seen, obviously, a very good team, a very well-coached team. Look like that, they're scoring a bunch of points. On offense, they're getting a lot of weapons involved, with the tight ends and of course, Randy West. I think their offensive line is starting to play a lot better right now. It looks like those guys are playing well and doing a good job of protecting Tom. Of course, Tom has been outstanding. I mean, the guy's completing almost 70% of his passes. I think on defense, when I watch him, I'm seeing these guys fly around. I really like the two inside linebackers. Mayo is a guy I've always had a lot of respect for, and Spikes is a guy we really like in the draft. And, I think that the front is a pretty stout group, with Vince out there and that group. So it's a physical football team, and, they look like they're playing pretty well.
Tony, Green Ellis had a big game for them last week, and they used him particularly late in the game when they wanted to close it down. What have you noticed about him on the film, and what kind of dimension does he bring to them maybe that they didn't have before when they weren't using him that much?
Well, it looks to me like he's just a guy that, from the first of all, a physical runner, can get downhill at you, but did circle the defense once or twice in some of those situations as well. So, but seems like a physical runner that gets downhill, hard to tackle, and, to finish a game, those type of things, when you're trying to get those kind of drives, to win the football game, I think looks like he's the kind of guy that can do that for you.
Do you think, they use a number of running backs in various situations. Does this make them a little more challenging to prepare for than maybe a team that uses one feature back a lot?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, because, I think when you're trying to, to prepare for, or when you are preparing for really just one back, one feature back, I think that you can kind of gear some of the things you're doing around that. We just had that same situation with the Jets last week and that, they had two backs and both of them play, a good amount during the game and they come at you a little differently. One's a strong guy, one can, and LaDainian can do some different things. So I think when you're trying to prepare that way, it makes it a little more difficult. I've coached Fred Taylor before when I was in Jacksonville. I know the type of player he is. And, now, you get Green Ellis involved and some of these guys, it makes it a little bit harder.
Dustin Keller had a good performance against you guys on Sunday night, and the Patriots obviously have two very talented rookies, plus Algie Crumpler at that position. How difficult is it to defend those tight ends?
Well, it's difficult. I mean, no question about it. And I think that, you can try a lot of ways, but, with the Patriots, you got to kind of pick your poison a little bit there, because you can go out there and maybe try to double one of those guys, but then you could expose yourself with Randy or with Wes or with any of those people. So, you got to be a little bit careful. I mean, we got to do a little bit better job. I think we did a better job in the second half of the game. Dustin had a good first half and made some catches, caught a couple of balls in some hot situations, which, what I mean by that is just, we blitzed him and he's the hot receiver and they threw the ball there. But, he also made a couple of really good catches in the game. I thought in the second half we played a lot better.
Are there similarities to Hernandez and Keller?
Yeah, I'd say so. I mean, Hernandez, he sees average per catch. And, of course, this guy, being out here in Florida, I mean, we know an awful lot about him. So, he's a guy that you can mistake for a tight end, I think, at times. In other words, you need to treat him a little bit more like a receiver because he has the ability to run by you and make yards after the catch. And that's evident right now with his average per catch. So, you got to be, really got to be cognizant of that. And that's what I thought Dustin did last week, too. He made some run, some yards after the catch, getting down the field. These guys can really put some strain on your defense with the way they run in the middle of the field.
You and Bill Belichick obviously have been greatly influenced by Bill Parcells, and he's had an impact on both of your careers. Can you just talk about the impact that he's had on the game? I mean, his coaching tree is wide-ranging now, and just some of the other things that he brought to the game and all the time that he's been around it.
Well, I mean, I think, and one of the things I can say, clearly is that I think that the tree you know, that Coach Parcells has had, you know, the coaching tree, and you look at it, and it's, you know, now with Sean Payton and Todd Haley and myself and Coach Belichick and, you know, Eric Mangini and these people, there's a lot of similar styles. You know, we're all in that, you know, the way we approach our football team is one, you know, I mean, I know from my end, anytime we played against the Patriots, I mean, there's nothing but the utmost respect that way. And, you know, in that, you know, we really respect the type of football team that they are. And that's what we want to be here. So, I mean, I think that a large part of that has to do with the way you've been raised in this business. And, you know, I owe all that to Coach Parcells. And I think, you know, I feel safe to say that some of the other people on that tree would say the same thing.
Pepper Johnson was telling a funny story yesterday that the first meeting he had, Parcells had with Pepper and the other rookies that year, he walked in and said, "You guys aren't worth crap." And, you know, he was hard on Pepper for 13 years. He never let up on him. Is he that way if you're an assistant coach with him? Is he just as hard on you guys?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's hard on the assistant coaches, too. And, you know, it's funny because, you know, I've gotten a chance to see both sides now, and that I was that assistant coach that that he was hard on. And now, you know, I see him a little differently right now. So, but, you know, he is that way. It's his, you know, I think with Coach, you know, one of the big things is not getting comfortable, you know, and making sure that the people around you don't get too comfortable. Comfortable cannot be a good thing all the time. So that's one of the things I think that we learn. And, you know, I can remember him having that conversation with a few rookie groups.
Now, when you scout the Patriots now, I think from a receiver distribution standpoint, maybe it's a little different from what it was last year. You know, Moss and Welker are seeing fewer passes, and some of the other guys are seeing more passes. Does that make it, I guess, more difficult to scout since they're spreading it as they are?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think just because they're getting more people involved, and anytime you're getting those kind of people involved, you know, with touches the way they are, it makes it more difficult. You can't take every one of them away during the course of the game. It's just hard to do that. And I think that, you know, they're doing a good job of spreading it around. Obviously, Tom, you know, has a lot of confidence in his group out there right now because he's getting the ball to all of them, and, you know, they're all contributing that way.
Coach, you described their defensive front as being stout. I'm just wondering, how different is it to prepare for that front without a Ty Warren and without a Richard Seymour, just kind of having Vince there with two new guys?
Well, no, I mean, and again, no. You can't take anything from those two players. I mean, Ty Warren and you know, Richard Seymour are two outstanding football players. And, you know, we've lost a couple of football players here recently, you know, that are good football players, too. And when you take those players away from a defense, you know, it obviously makes a difference. But, you know, they bring in experience with, you know, with Gerard Warren. And, you know, they certainly Brace is a guy that I really liked, you know, during the draft process, big physical guy. I mean, they're just hard people to move in there. And I think, you know, the two players, when you know, Vince aside, meaning, you know, Vince is going to factor in the game. There's no question about it because he's a big, strong person, and the guy, you know, really has a good motor for a big man. But the two players that benefit the most from having those big, strong guys out there are Spikes and Mayo. And, you know, you see those guys around, and they're making almost every tackle out there on the field. So I think that those are the guys that are benefiting from those big, strong guys up front.
I guess we're good, Coach. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Tony.
Thank you, Coach. Appreciate it.